This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And in this great nation, both political parties have extreme problems that they need to deal with. One of the problems with the Republican Party is the front runner for the Republican nomination, at least by most accounts, is Donald J. Trump. And he has a tremendously complicated series of legal actions against him, both by the government at many levels, local governments, state governments, the federal government, and by individuals. Will he have time to campaign for president, let alone serve as president, with all of these legal issues approaching him? It's the same kind of dilemma that Republicans have with George Santos, who is too busy with all of the charges and investigations to actually do much in the way of serving as a congressman from the 3rd District in New York. Now, on the Democratic side, they have another very prominent problem, and the problem is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is the Vice President of the United States. She is described by Professor Charles Lipson as a living embodiment of the Peter Principle, where people keep getting promoted until they reach jobs for which they are clearly unqualified. Charles, great to speak to you again. He is a professor of emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago, and his columns appear in Real Clear Politics, The Spectator, World Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and elsewhere. I'll say, just, Charles, what makes Kamala Harris such a difficult problem for Democrats to deal with? Why not just dump her from the ticket?
Well, the problem is this. A vast majority of Americans, according to polls, but also according to other evidence, think that she's simply not qualified to sit in the Oval Office. Her polling was at 1% when she dropped out of the 2020 campaign. Nobody really wanted to be seen in public with her during the midterms. They wanted her help raising money, but not much more than that. But the problem is she's still popular with African Americans. They're a vital part of any Democratic victory, not only at the national level, but at state and local level. They would be insulted if she were dropped from the ticket and replaced by a white or Hispanic candidate. And really, there are no high elected black Democratic officials that are in a good position to step in for her. You can name some, Cory Booker and others, but I don't think you really escape the problem.
Okay, so what is it you think about Kamala Harris that makes her so toxic? But striking is some of the statistics you have in your column really are very striking. She has much lower ratings than her boss, who has feeble ratings himself. But by a margin of, what is it, it's 14 points, people disapprove rather than approve of her service in office. Why is that?
And 40% are very unfavorable. Let me add one point to that. There's always a chance that the vice president could step in. John Kennedy was one of the youngest presidents when he was killed. But President Biden is clearly old and hasn't just lost a step. He's lost several steps. There's a reason why he doesn't give press conferences and so forth. And so whoever he would be, I think, turn 86 during a second term were he to be elected. So people really look to the vice president more than they normally would. There have been vice presidents like Sarah Palin vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, and Dan Quayle, who were not popular and not thought to be competent to hold the job. But I think given Biden's age, her prominence in voters' minds would be greater than previous vice presidential candidates. And I think that the reason she's so unpopular, first of all, I want to rule out race. Actually, I don't think, I mean, the Democrats would say that that's what it's all about, but I don't think that's true for nearly all voters. And I think the voters for whom it is true wouldn't be voting Democrat anyway. I think that the problem is this constant word salads, the sense that she's sort of intellectually a lightweight, doesn't put in, according to all the people who leave her office in droves, she just doesn't do the preparation, doesn't read her the books that they prepare for her to on various issues. And finally, she's been saddled with this border issue, which is really, in a way, unfair because the policies that have failed are really Joe Biden's.
Yeah, and again, the title of you ask people, how well do you think things are going on the border, which is the one thing that everybody knows Kamala Harris is in charge of. And the general assumption is, we could, as President Kennedy famously said, we could do better.
I would say so.
Okay, one of the things, I have a column myself that I just finished, and well, I think it'll be appearing in the next couple of days. But it seems to me that there's an easy way to sort of kick Kamala Harris upstairs if Joe Biden really wants to do that. She was Attorney General of California.
Uh-huh.
And here's the deal for Kamala Harris. She gets to escape the vice presidency, which is a very frustrating position. It's something that Vice President John Nance Garner, who was a two-term vice president under FDR, he said the vice presidency isn't worth a bucket of warm spit.
Though, he didn't actually say spit.
No, he
friend.
Didn't. It was more rude. I'm still bound by the FCC, so we have to be careful of that. But in any event, if she were appointed Attorney General to take over the Justice Department, releasing Merrick Garland from his turmoil, that would help set her up for some future presidential campaign that she may be entertaining in her mind. She's still in her early 50s, so she's got time. 8 years from now, she'd be younger than Biden is today. So what about that idea? And that way it's not an insult, especially if you replace her with another female or black candidate or both.
Well, that's what I was saying. That I mean, there are female candidates and there are black candidates, but they're not black female candidates to go onto the ticket. But I think the only position for which she would conceivably leave her position would be at the Supreme Court.
But
I don't think that you move up from being Attorney General. No one has in recent memory. And I think that she might be attracted by the Supreme Court, but that would leave a couple of things. One is we don't know if she would rather take that. There's no vacancy, although there's been a lot of pressure on Sonia Sotomayor to retire. But, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, but Sonia Sotomayor, she's how old is she now?
I don't really know, but I think she's in her early 60s, but she has diabetes and she's had some health problems. And the point is that there has been some behind-the-scenes pressure, but none of that ever works. The only thing is there is this shadow of Ruth Bader Ginsburg hanging over people who stay on the court too long, but it didn't seem to force other people off, and I doubt it would force Sonia Sotomayor off unless her health really did turn worse. But it could, you know, there could be some unexpected health problems. problems or other things.
Let's not wish bad health for anyone. This is a fascinating, important column. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Charles Lipson, Godspeed, and have a great weekend. We will continue on the MedVed Show. In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this is the first full day of the Nikki Haley campaign for the presidency. And I would say that anybody who actually underestimates her possibility to run a credible campaign, a serious campaign, and at least to become competitive in terms of winning the Republican nomination for president, is underestimating Governor Governor Paley at your own peril. She even made reference to that. She talked about how she'd always been underestimated. She's never lost an election. And that goes back to running for the legislature in South Carolina and people saying, well, no, this young woman who is a child of immigrants, and she describes herself as a brown girl because of her Indian background. But with all of that, she's already gotten endorsements by two members of Congress. Now, they both are part of her colleagues and friends from South Carolina. But Ralph Norman endorsed Haley. He was the first member of Congress to back her when she announced her presidential bid yesterday. And Norman was the first public official to endorse her 2010 run for governor. She won two terms and won them handsomely. And today she spoke to cultural issues, but in a way that it seemed to me very effectively exemplified what Ronald Reagan used to say, which he would always say, and this is something that Mike Huckabee borrowed during his presidential campaign, worked for him too. I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. Here was Nikki Haley about this self-loathing that seems to have afflicted altogether too much of American life. Listen, clip three.
On Biden and Harris's watch, a self-loathing has swept our country. It's in the classroom, the boardroom, and the back rooms of government. Every day we're told America is flawed, rotten, and full of hate. Joe and Kamala even say America is racist. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American people know better. My immigrant parents know better. And take it from me, the first minority female governor in history, America is not a racist country. This self-loathing is a virus more dangerous than any pandemic. It's a system of a lack of pride in our country and a lack of trust in our leaders. And it ignores the values that have sustained America since our founding. I have traveled around the world and back. I've seen what else is out there. America isn't perfect. But the principles at America's core are perfect.
Okay, and then it will be her job to enunciate those principles and to advance them and defend them. She said that one way we have to do that is to move past the stale and faded names of the past. Now, she didn't mention the name Donald J. Trump, but is that one of the stale and faded names that she had in mind? Judge for yourself. Listen to Nikki Haley.
Had a deep belief in America. But I know America is better than all the division that we have today. And I'm confident that the American people agree. We're ready. Ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And we are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
Is she really a new generation from President Trump? Well, she's 25 years younger. That counts. You're not supposed to talk about the age of candidates today because it's simply too sensitive. She actually also identified herself with a very popular cause, but it's one of those popular causes where I think that Nikki Haley is a smart lady. Knows that this is simply not going to happen because it would require a constitutional amendment. Here's what she calls for as part of her new initiative and for the idea of moving past some of the failings of the past. Listen.
We'll have want term limits for Congress and mandatory mental competency tests for politicians over 75 years old. Most of all, I see a strong America because I see a proud America. Strong and proud, not weak and woke. That's the America I see.
Strong and proud, not weak and woke. That will work well in campaign ads. The idea of mental competency tests, all I can think of is Trump bragging about how he aced his mental competency test by remembering a series of names. I think that given the fact that she does want and need the votes of Republicans and independents and Democrats who are over 75 years old, who tend to be very regular voters, that calling for mental competency tests, which will not be a popular thing to get passed in any legislature in the country, and calling for term limits. The difficulty with term limits is you can't do it on a statewide basis. You would need a constitutional amendment. And to get a constitutional amendment, you need two-thirds of the members of the House and two-thirds of the members of the Senate, and then three-quarters of a majority approval of both houses of the state legislatures, except then you have Nebraska with only one. But you're talking about you would need to win 49, basically... You'd need to win 99, three-quarters of those state legislatures. So you're talking about 75 legislative chambers. It's not really doable. But Cher's speech was still wrapped up with a surge of optimism, which is kind of, I think, what America needs and calls for. Listen, this is Ambassador Haley.
As I set out on this new journey, I will simply say this. May the best woman win.
Okay, she's can say that because there doesn't appear to be any other woman running for the Republican nomination. You know who's running for the Democratic nomination again, Jeremy? I just saw this. And not getting a lot of attention because I'm not sure she helps the Democrats. It's Marianne Williamson. Remember her? That's just what she needs. Again, one of these things is I just think of George Santos. I'll tell you why. Because why is Marianne Williamson running for president again? Does she think she's going to win anything? No, but it's a great way to raise money and travel around the country and have great dinners and have a blast. Really? Is that what's behind it? Coming up, more on the Democratic problem. Come on.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. 19-year-old gunman Peyton Gendron, who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year, has been sentenced to life in prison. But before that sentence was read, as a victim's sister was speaking, Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom.
You don't know a damn thing about black people. We like our kids to go to good schools. We love our kids. We never go in no neighborhood to take people out. Don't do it!
The man was held back by authorities, and the defendant was taken out of the courtroom. TMZ is reporting actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. According to her family, she died this morning after a brief illness. Welch is known for her roles in Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years B.C. And the skies have been clear of any flying objects recently. That's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Crews still working to retrieve debris from the objects downed in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is more in terms of reactions to Nikki Haley and to the launch of her campaign. Generally, she's gotten pretty good marks for the launch of her campaign, but that doesn't mean that people take her seriously as a finalist, as some one of those people who's going to last through the primary season. David Brooks, they have a series of pundits that they interviewed at the New York Times, and with columnists weighing in on Nikki Haley's candidacy, they asked them together, how seriously should we take her candidacy for president? And David Brooks said, in a normal party, she would be taken seriously. She's politically skilled. She has never lost an election. She has domestic and foreign policy experience. Has been a popular governor. Is about as conservative as the median GOP voter. And is running on an implicit platform. Let's end the chaos and be populist, but sensible. The question is the GOP becoming once again a normal party? And Ross Douthat, columnist for the New York Times, says she should be taken much less seriously than the likely front-running candidacies of Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, and somewhat less seriously than the likely also-ran candidacy of Mike Pence, which means that barring a scenario where at least two of those three men don't catch fire, not particularly seriously at all. And David French says the Republican race is best summed up as two individuals, Trump and DeSantis, and a field. Maybe a third candidate can emerge from the field, and maybe that person can be Haley. a decent reason to take her seriously, but we need to see evidence of independent traction. Brett Stevens, who was for a long time writer for the Wall Street Journal, now writes for the New York Times, has the most generous assessment of Haley's campaign. He says she should be taken seriously. Last month, Haley gave a speech to an association of auto dealers, the kind of audience any GOP candidate needs to win over. Someone who was in attendance told me she got three thunderous standing ovations. It said of Ron DeSantis that the closer you get to him, the less you like him. And yes, I have heard that also from people who've worked with Governor DeSantis, that he's just not one of those people with a native likability. Haley is the opposite. She still has work to do to win over other core Republican constituencies, above all evangelicals and Trump sympathizers, but nobody should underestimate her appeal. She looks like a winner to a party that's desperate to win. And is that the case? This is Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. Always good for a feisty soundbite. This is Senator Kennedy responding to the Nikki Haley candidacy for president, clip 10.
Well, I don't know Governor Haley. I've met her. I think she's going to have to do a little more than just say, I'm young. I think competition makes all of us better. I think you'll see other people get in the race. But they need to talk straight up to the American people, tell them what they believe, don't lie.
And that's always a good policy. Then there is a reporter who tried to get to Ron DeSantis to see if he had a response to Haley's candidacy and maybe what he was thinking about his own run for president. This is the way that sounded, clip 11.
Nikki Haley announced her presidential run today. Do you plan on following suit?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, that's sort of likable and normal. It's what's sad about this is to remember all the promising candidacy launches for candidacies that went nowhere. For instance, one of the best announcement speeches that I can remember was an announcement speech for a candidate who absolutely flopped. His name was Jeb Bush. And he had a huge crowd. The people were cheering lustily. It was in his home state of Florida, where he was a very successful two-term governor. And he spoke not with low energy, which was the nickname that that Trump applied to him as low energy Jeb Bush. He spoke in an electrifying manner, and I know using the terms electrifying in Jeb Bush makes you think of Please Clap, the sort of the tail end of his campaign where it just pathetically collapsed. It just goes to how unpredictable this entire situation is, and particularly given the fact that the Trump sideshow, which has really been a sideshow with all of the various charges against him. And this is now not something like, well, it will come up and then be dismissed. It's not like the Access Hollywood thing, where many, many people thought that that was the end of the Trump campaign when that had been caught on tape. We're talking about legal issues, and we're talking about very complicated legal challenges, and again, on everything from the documents, which is obviously a significant federal issue, to altering, trying to get illicit votes from the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia and messing with the Georgian vote totals to try to overturn the election, to involvement with January 6th, to the documents that were taken without authorization from the White House and potential lying about that. Now, all of this might look like just picayune irrelevant stuff, But when it all starts fitting together, and when you have a special prosecutor on the job, Jack Smith, who is this aggressive special prosecutor, is looking more and more serious. But that doesn't stop people from dismissing Nikki Haley, particularly the ladies of The View. Here is Whoopi Goldberg responding to Haley's presidential announcement on The View.
You know, the Republican plan, I hate to ruin it for you, but the Republican playing field for the 2024 presidential race just got a little bigger. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley released a campaign ad making her pitch to the people.
My parents reminded me and my siblings every day how blessed we were to live in America. Some look at our past as evidence that America's founding principles are bad. They say the promise of freedom is just made up. Some think our ideas are not just wrong, but racist and evil. Nothing could be further from the truth.
So, Nikki, you know, since you have been asleep all this time and you just woke up, you're just finding out that there are things about our country that are not perfect. And for us to pretend that it is and that nothing happened is ridiculous. So you're not saying anything new. And you of all people should know better. Because you used to actually have some sanity and knew right from wrong.
Yes.
And then you lost your mind and went in some new direction. So don't do that.
Okay, again, it's this idea that she went in a new direction is wrong. She has maintained the same direction, which I think what she's speaking about is Nikki Haley's view in taking down the Confederate flag from the state capitol in South Carolina after the shooting by Dylan Roof of the 9 churchgoers in Charleston. We will be back with more. Nikki Haley accused of being a political grifter and a chameleon. Coming up. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, going back to the panel of mostly conservative writers and thinkers that they assembled at the New York Times to respond to the Nikki Haley candidacy, they asked a good question. Imagine you're a GOP operative or campaign manager. What's your elevator pitch for a Haley candidacy? David Brooks said every wing of the party would accept her, at least as its second choice. If the top choice falters, it's not an inspiring strategy, but it has worked for others, not the least of which a certain Abraham Lincoln. That's not to compare Haley to Abe Lincoln, but basically he was the common second choice for the Republican Party after William Henry Seward. And that is how he actually won a complicated convention. Again, it's so way too early, but one of the things that people have been talking about in the last convention that was contested at all, that Trump was nominated basically by acclamation when he ran for a second term in 2020, but in that first campaign, you may remember, there was some talk about nobody winning a majority of the delegates and actually having an open convention. Is that possible here with a multiplicity of candidates? Who knows? The Kostin, who's one of the commentators here in this conservative panel, says her elevator pitch should be, remember when Republicans seemed hinged? Nikki Haley remembers, hinged as opposed to unhinged, obviously. And Ross Talbot says, a charismatic female candidate with a vague platform and a banal record is all we need to take a time machine back to the politics of 1988. 1988 was a pretty good year for Republicans. I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush in that year won in a landslide over Mike Dukakis. And Michelle Goldberg, who is no conservative at all, says what they should use to sell her is she's canny, poised, and doesn't come off as crazy. So she could be formidable in the general election. Well, isn't that's something that Republicans want? And then David French said this. Here's all you need to say. She can beat Joe Biden. And that, it seems to me, is highly relevant. But Sunny Hostin, who's one of those ladies at The View, doesn't have such an open mind to Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, as a candidate for president. Here's what she had to say, clip six.
As governor, they keep on saying her defining moment was signing legislation removing the Confederate flag from the state capitol. She only did that after the massacre that happened at the Emanuel Church that I actually covered and spoke to those family members. She only did that. And then let's remember that after Trump came, by 2019, she was defending the Confederate flag. She said that the Charleston church shooter had hijacked the Confederate flag. No, ma'am, the Confederate flag had always been hijacked. And that, then she said that people saw it as service, sacrifice, and heritage. I see it as heresy as a person of color in this country. And so when she wants to say the right thing, I think she's very much a political grifter and a chameleon. And the bar is very low because it's on the ground.
Yeah.
But I don't
it's below the ground.
It's below the ground. I don't see her as a step up from anything.
Okay, basically what she's saying is not true. She's never defended the Confederate flag. She's always been very high and very, very consistent in being proud of her role in getting the Confederate flag down from the state capitol in Columbia, South Carolina. That's something that she's been very consistent on. And it is simply not true that she agreed with President Trump when he defended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. That was not something that Nikki Haley participated in. And her comments when she said, was it possible for ordinary people to have some feeling for the Confederate flag because it represented heritage? I think what she said was yes, but on balance, it also represented treason and it also represented racism. And without question, and it's something that she has acknowledged and reasonable people have acknowledged throughout, it's not a fight we need to have right now, because what is very clear is the Confederate flag represented to people as recently as Dylann Roof used it and abused it. It represented racism and defense of slavery and defense of the idea that the races were profoundly and insolubly illegal, unequal, not that they were illegal. In any event, speaking of illegal, there is more information about the flurry of unidentified aerial phenomena. That's the UAP use. They use not UFOs. And a dramatic piece in the New York Times with the headline, "Flying Objects Could Turn Out to Be Harmless," the U.S. says. John Kirby, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, said investigators had not yet found any evidence that the three objects, which were shot down most recently, not the balloon, the large balloon that drifted all across the country and then ended up off the coast of Carolina and was eventually shot down, that was a Chinese object. The Chinese insist it was a harmless civilian weather balloon. The Americans and the information and our military say no, it for sure was a espionage, a spy balloon. But John Kirby, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, said investigators had not yet found any evidence that the three objects, the last three that were shot down, were connected to China's program of balloon surveillance similar to the balloon shot down off South Carolina's coast this month. But he cautioned that officials had not yet been able to find and collect the debris from the three objects after they were shot down, and that a different conclusion could be reached if the debris was found and analyzed. Okay, this is Senator John Kennedy again. This was talking with reporters outside the classified briefing that he received, and he had a message to the American people. Clip 13.
This has been going on for a long time. At least 2017, and last week we were told 2019. That's what I took away from it today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Lock your doors tonight.
I think he meant that as something of a joke. Marco Rubio was not in a joking mood. He posted a video on a social media, and he wants more transparency, and he's absolutely right. Here's Senator Rubio.
The three incidents this weekend, there's nothing new about them other than the fact that they were shot down. Last year alone, the intelligence community received over 117 UAP reports, unidentified aerial phenomena reports, of things flying over our airspace, oftentimes over restricted areas and military areas, for which there's no explanation. Some of the stories, by the way, are eerily similar to descriptions of the three this week. We need to take this seriously, not because of aliens or flying saucers, but because of the possibility that some foreign adversary has developed the capability to intrude on our airspace without us detecting it. And so I hope that we'll begin to take it seriously now, and that the Department of Defense will share that data with the office that Congress created to analyze this, because that's not happening right now.
By the way, with Marco Rubio speaking, it seems to me so sensitively and appropriately, it's a reminder of why there were a lot of good people who, back in 2016, thought he would be a fine choice to be a nominee for president, to unite the Republican Party and to take us to a new generation. One of those people who endorsed Senator Rubio very enthusiastically back in 2016 was Nikki Haley. And obviously that campaign did not work out. He was one of the serious finalists. But is that going to repeat itself again, that basically Trump may not have a majority of the party, but he has such a solid chunk of it that he's unbeatable? We'll be talking about that with Josh Kreshauer of Axios coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.